And welcome back. Doc Wallach with us this hour from criticalhealthnews.com. We will take your text and tweets as well. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And, of course, this hour, we will take your calls. And welcome back. Doc Wallach with us. George Norrie along with you. Doc, and again, thank you for what you do. If we save the life of one listener, just one, everything you've done over the years is worth it for me.
Well, you're very gracious, and I guarantee you the service you provide to the American community and the world is great. And through your efforts, I guarantee you thousands and thousands of people have been saved.
My mother, Doc, who's going to be 91 in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks now, has been a supplement fan for years. Now she's into what you do. But I remember when I was in my, 20s and living in Minneapolis as a news director, she would clip me articles and mail them to me that, health practitioners or people who are into nutrition would write articles about and stuff. And she hasn't stopped. And she's 91 years old and acts like she's 45.
Well, does she have any pre-existing conditions?
Nope.
Well, see, there you go, because she's absorbing, she's taking her nutrients, and she's acting like a three-year-old when it comes to her defense. That's beautiful.
Let's go to the calls. Mike in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, George, how are you doing this morning? Hey, Doc.
Good.
Hey.
Thanks.
I am 69 years old. I'm about 185 pounds, and I'm about 5'7". About 10 years ago, I had the ringing in my ears start, and just recently, just 2 years ago, went in for a fast heartbeat. They put a pacemaker in, and they said to keep my heartbeat up. But what's really kind of concerned me lately, Doc, is I had a tooth extracted here about 2 months ago, and now it seems like my gums are shrinking quickly, and when I went back to the dentist, he says, shut up, you're old.
Shut up, you're old? That's what he said?
Pretty much. It says
unacceptable, Mike. Unacceptable. Let me ask you a quick question before you get to Doc. Did you go into arrhythmia with the rapid heartbeat?
The doctors didn't seem to be too concerned about that. They just, I was real concerned because it was, my heart was beating rapidly for sometimes a week at a time, and then it would just slow down, I'd go in and say, well, it's beating too slowly. You're not maintaining it's too slow. It's in the
well, Doc, I'll tell you, it could be a spinal cord issue too, but go ahead, Doc, take it away.
Okay. Again, how much do you weigh here?
185, Doc.
185. Okay. And
By the way, I'm on a cholesterol medicine and Flomax, if that is any.
Okay, you're on cholesterol medication. Yeah, I'd get off of that as quickly as you could. Okay.
With his doctor's assistance. I got to say that, Doc.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. However you do is just tell the doctor you want to get off of it and say, give me a program to get off of it. Let him, kind of honcho it. But you need to get off of that because you'll wind up with dementia. Now, do you have any balance problems, any vertigo, anything like that?
No. No, I'm good on that one.
Any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or bowel problems?
No.
Diabetes, high blood pressure?
No.
Okay. This rapid heart rate could be called tachycardia. It could be called atrial fibrillation. And it kind of goes along with the tinnitus, that ringing in the ears. You said you had the noise in your ears, right?
Right.
Receding gums means you have actually a osteoporosis of the skull. Okay, and the bones actually get a little bigger, so the gums shrink and recede. And tinnitus, it's a squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. The tachycardia, rapid heart rate, could be from a squeezing of the tenth cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which controls the rate and rhythm of the heart. But it could also be caused if you're shrinking. Have you shrunk any since you were 20 years old?
Maybe. Yeah.
Half an inch?
Any at all.
Okay, so minor.
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we'll go with osteoporosis of the skull. And let's see here. Have you lost your sense of smell or anything like that?
No.
Okay, good. All right, so what we need you to do is get rid of all the bad stuff so you can absorb the nutrients you're going to be taking. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils of any kind, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rhinos, no sugars. And then I would have you take, again, two of those healthy brain and heart packs per month. It's 185 pounds. I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast and dinner. That's the biggest hammer in our toolbox. I want you to take three of the MSM tablets three times a day. That's two bottles a month to help rebuild your bones, including your skull, so we can slow that heart rate down, get rid of that ringing in the ears. And then, do you have any pain or numbness in your arms or hands or shoulders or neck?
I do have some tingling once in a while, you know, like
change position. Yeah, okay, so the spinal cord is being squeezed as it leaves the skull, goes down your neck, it's being squeezed by the skull, and it goes from minor tingling and numbness in the hands, and doctors say, oh, you may have carpal tunnel syndrome. Did they suggest you had carpal tunnel syndrome?
They suggested maybe, but they said,
yeah,
you know.
But it has nothing to do with the carpal tunnel syndrome. It's actually the spinal cord being squeezed by the skull as the spinal cord is leaving the skull. So you need those three of the MSN tablets three times a day. That's two bottles a month to help rebuild the bones and the bone matrix and your immune system in the bones. And then I want you to have the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. I would also like you to have three servings a day of the glucogel and or the collagen peptides, okay, which are the raw materials for your bones to rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae and so forth. And the ringing in the ears will go away very quickly. The rapid heart rate will go away very quickly because there actually is squeezing of the bones, okay, of your 10th cranial nerve here, the vagus nerve, for the tachycardia, and, of course, the tinnitus to the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. But this stuff all goes away very quickly. Got to get rid of the bad stuff to maximize absorption. And then, you know, give us a call every couple of weeks because you're going to be a great story. You will have a great story to share with George.
That's a success story to be sure. And here's that toll-free number. Michael, if you missed anything, 1-855-949-7234. What is it about the spinal cord, Doc, that helps the heart or creates that rapid heartbeat?
Okay, now the spinal cord, that's if your disc between your vertebrae are shrinking, the vertebrae get closer together and they're smashing the roots of the first four thoracic spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. In this case, he says he hasn't shrunk any, so there's also the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which also controls the rate and rhythm of the heart. So, and he's also got osteoporosis of the skull causing tinnitus or ringing in the ear, which is a squeezing of the auditory branch of the 8th cranial nerve. I actually have a new book coming out. I've just looked at the final edit here. It's going to be out next week. It's called It's All in Your Head, and it looks at 25 different diseases you get from osteoporosis of the skull. And so we'll send you a case. You'll have fun with them.
Yeah, let's do that. We can give some out, too, as little gifts for people. 25-year-olds, a lot of them listen to our program. Some of them are probably at home saying, I'm 25, I don't get sick. Why do I need all this supplementation? What do you tell them?
Well, you buy a new car. Only has, you know, say 200 miles on it, you're still going to put oil in there to prevent the engine from burning up. And so you're not going to put dirt from Texas in there and hope there's some oil in it, right?
That's right.
You're going to put some oil in there. So even if you're only 20-something years old, you want to be taking all the stuff you need to make sure your body has the raw materials it wants to maintain, repair, rebuild itself. It has the capacity to do that, but it needs raw materials. And you cannot get this stuff from your food. The most idyllic situations, which occur near the Giltar Glacier and the Hunza people between Pakistan and China, they are the longest lived peoples on Earth. And the Giltar Glacier grinds up the rocks in that canyon that it goes through. And these people live on the floodplain. So it floods every year, and those minerals get laid into their soil. And every year, they are the longest lived people. They have people who celebrate their 168th birthday, their 180th birthday. They're documented, and there was a very famous book and a movie made by a New York Times investigative reporter by the name of James Hilton. You may remember the movie and the book is called Lost Horizon.
Oh, sure. Great movie.
Yeah, because there's a guy who was 250-something years old, and nobody could believe it. So the New York Times sent James Hilton to China to check this guy out, and he followed him for a year.
It was in Shangri-La or something like that, right?
Well, that's the name they gave it, but it's actually Hunza.
Okay.
And so... You're very good, George. That's why people love you.
Not bad, huh?
But at any rate, he tracked this guy for a year, and he wrote up this story to publish in the New York Times. He said, oh, this is too much. Let's make a book out of it. And they made the book Lost Horizon, and Shangri-La was the mythical place where these people lived so long. And they made a movie out of it in 1933. But James Hilton was a vicious, aggressive investigative reporter, and they figured if this guy is lying about his age, James Hilton,
his career was done.
Yeah, he would figure it out. Okay, and so James Hilton, he says, no, this guy's real.
The real deal.
Real deal.
It's out there. Let's go to Ann in Oceanside, California. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yes, real quickly. I have rheumatoid arthritis. I got that after I had a bad accident and broken bones, and it just set up this inflammatory process. I'd never had anything like that before, and so, but I've been managing it without going on any immune-suppressing drugs. I'm on your diet, no gluten, no fried foods, no oils and all that, so I've been managing it. But I wanted to ask you about taking zinc, because I know that the zinc is good for stimulating your T cells and your natural killer cells for protection from infections and cancer and so forth. But when I take that, I get a flare-up. And I'm just wondering, and I'm not taking any more than, the most I've taken is 50 milligrams a day. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering what somebody can do, you know, people with rheumatoid arthritis that, because, you know, normally try to suppress your immune system.
Okay, now, you have to appreciate, again, here's where medical doctors are incorrect. They want you to believe that there's a virus causing rheumatoid arthritis. It's actually a bug that's kind of halfway between a bacteria and a virus. It's called a mycoplasma. This mycoplasma has jumped on you because did you have arthritis? Did you have bone-to-bone arthritis or osteoporosis before you got the rheumatoid arthritis?
No, it all happened right after I had an accident and I had a horrible break. And then I got CRPS. And then that seemed to maybe clear up. And then I ended up with this rheumatoid arthritis. I'd never had anything like that before.
Okay, well, that was an infection. It jumped on you in your weakened state there, okay?
Oh.
Now, there is an antibiotic that will kill this mycoplasma, which has jumped on your bone-to-bone arthritis, which gives you a positive RA, and doctors mistake that for a viral infection. It's a mycoplasma infection, and the antibiotic is called minocycline. You require a prescription for that, so you want to call your doctor and say, hey, I want you to write me a prescription for minocycline because I understand it gets rid of the mycoplasma. He's going to say, uh-oh, this Ann's onto this, so I better just write her the prescription so she'll be quiet and go deal with it.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, how much do you weigh, Ann?
Well, I'm very thin. I'm 5'7". I weigh about 95. I'm very
95
thin.
Pounds, okay.
But what about taking the zinc dye? That does seem to,
cause
a flare-up of it.
Well, let me get to that, okay? You need 90 essential nutrients. Zinc is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You shouldn't be just taking a lot of one nutrient. Now, we do have a lozenge, okay? It's called a zinc lozenge. It tastes like raspberries. Kids love it.
Kids love that stuff. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it great? I take two of those a day, but you can start out with a half of one, Ann. But you do need, at 95 pounds, I would get one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month, take a half a dose of everything twice a day, get one bottle of the MSM, so you can take three of those twice a day or two, three times a day. And that's going to help you rebuild the bone-to-bone arthritis that you have in your knees and your hips and your neck and your shoulders, wherever you have the RA. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I want you to take vitamin D3. Even though you live in California, you probably put sunblocker on or stay in the shade kind of thing, so you still need your vitamin D3. Take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then I want you to take the collagen peptides. Get a canister. It's a powder for
mm-hmm.
collagen peptides and take two doses of that a day. And it's collagen from fish and poultry and sheep and beef, and it gives your bones the raw material they need to rebuild itself. But do get that minocycline antibiotic. It will kill that bug, mycoplasma. And then give us, you know, again, you can get those zinc lozenges. They taste like raspberries. Kids love them, but I would just crack one in half and take a half of one. But take it when you're taking the other 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the MSM, vitamin D3, and the collagen peptides. Don't just take it by itself. Okay.
Thanks, Ann. Hope everything works out for you. We have text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
So we do, from Jason in Little Rock, Arkansas. Can you please ask Doc if stretching every day will help with bones aching and what else can be done?
Well, stretching doesn't hurt. Doc, what do you think?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, one person's version of stretching is too much, especially if you have osteoporosis, and he's talking about bones hurting, okay? So this guy's probably got osteoporosis, and he needs to be taking the 90 essential nutrients along with the exercise. The exercise alone might actually aggravate it. It's kind of like running your car without oil. Even if you're only running 10 miles an hour.
The engine's going to seize up.
Yeah, exactly, and wear out. And so we want him to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, three MSM twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, vitamin D3, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And he needs to get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brown oats, and sugar. And then if he has pain, we do have the CM cream and the trauma oil. He can put four or five drops of the trauma oil into, say, a teaspoon or tablespoon of the CM cream. Mix it up real good because it tends to settle out every day. And you don't want to just be putting the water on the pain. You want to be putting the CM cream, so you got to mix it up every day. And then put the five drops of the trauma oil in it and put it on the knee or the shoulder or the back or the hip or wherever the pain is. And he'll get within 10, 15 minutes immediate, you know, a relief for, say, 2 to 3 hours. And after a while, as the bones rebuild, then he won't need to do it so often. And after maybe a couple of months, he won't need to put the CM cream and the trauma oil on for pain relief.
Doc, what was it that got you to start doing this for the company Youngevity? How did you, what was your aha moment to say, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, my aha moment came when I was 9 years old, 71 years ago.
My God.
And for 5 years, I had been getting worse and worse. From the time I was 4 or 5 years, 9 years old, I was in big trouble.
Were you sickly?
I wasn't sickly from the standpoint where I had a fever or anything like that, but they didn't even have a name for it back then. But today it would be called autism, okay, autism.
Really?
And I had Tourette syndrome, which was kind of, you know, a behavioral problem went along with it, and facial tics, and, you know, my face would scrunch up and I'd scream. And
you cuss at events. No, I'm kidding. But that's what they do that sometimes with Tourette's.
Yep. And so what happened was, after a period of 5 years, my parents had, by that time, had taken me to 20 different doctors, and they all said, look, this guy needs to be institutionalized. He's going to hurt himself or somebody else. They didn't have a name for it, but I was getting worse and worse and worse. And so I asked my mom, I said, what does that mean? She said, well, we're going to put you in a hospital. I said, well, how long am I going to be there? And she said, well, you may be there for the rest of your life. I said, well, that doesn't sound good. I'm 9 years old. And so when everybody else went to sleep that night, we grew up on a little farm, Angus Farm in Missouri, and I said, well, why don't animals have the same problem I have? And I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And the animals, these calves, we would give the little alfalfa pellets, you know, like rabbit pellets, little alfalfa pellets with all the vitamins and minerals in it, because we weren't sure that the grass and the pasture and the grain had all the nutrients in it, so we gave them these alfalfa pellets for the nutrients. So the next morning I started taking these nutrients, you know, my cereal and taking them for snacks. I was eating them all day. As God is my witness, George, in 3 days' time, I was cured.
Wow, you did it to yourself. Hold on, Doc. We'll finish the story and take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Next hour, we'll be talking with Vernon Mahubble about palm reading. Fascinating. The future is with us, so make sure you're part of Coast to Coast. And we'll be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, that number to call for assistance. And they'll be there tonight and tomorrow, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com and your final phone calls as well. Doc, so I assume you ate the rabbit pellets, didn't you?
I did, and of course it worked. And about 2 weeks later in church, a little old lady came up to me and said, remember, I'm only 9 years old, and she says, I hear you can help cure my diabetes. I said, ma'am, I'm only 9 years old. I don't even know what diabetes is. And so I had to go look it up. And it turns out type 2 diabetes makes up 98% of the diabetic population. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's not a genetic disease at all. And so I told her what to do, and she got rid of it. And I started using the arthritis program we would use for pigs. They called it Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula. Cause I wasn't even a veterinarian yet. I'm 9 years old. And so all the farmers are, I'm getting rid of their arthritis and everything with my pig arthritis formula. And I had the duck diabetes formula and so forth. And so I realized that there was a vacuum there of information. I'm only 9 years old, and so when I finally graduated high school, I went to agricultural school and learned everything I could about all the nutrients they were putting into these animal pellets to prevent and reverse as many as 600 different diseases.
Wow. How long did you live in St. Louis and work at the zoo?
Oh, gosh. Well, I did this 10-year project with the National Institutes of Health. Marlon Perkins used my information, okay, to get a $25 million grant from the NIH.
Greatest zoo director of all times.
A wonderful man, and he helped direct my career. And so I was a pathologist on that project. He used my information to get the grant, and so I was so honored. And so it represented 20,000 autopsies. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, and that sort of just propelled me to keep going and get more of these nutritional formulas and start a company, because it was very obvious that the medical system was always going towards prescription drugs, and they were treating symptoms as opposed to getting rid of the disease.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Faye in Bedford, Massachusetts. Hi, Faye. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Let me just give you my background, which is long, but I'll make it real short. I had a heart attack 20 years ago. My infarction rate I can't pump the blood really well, so I'm on Coumadin so I don't get clots. I take metoprolol and lisinopril, and I can't swallow capsules because I crush them, not capsules, but I crush pills because they would get stuck. Food would get stuck in my throat sometime, very sporadically. Right now, the biggest issue I'm having is a GI issue, and I can't figure out what it is. And it's trapped gas in my upper esophagus and my back side of my esophagus. And currently what I'm doing is I put heat on it. I take a little bit of vinegar, sometimes a Tums. And it usually goes away in a minute or two, but it's happening more frequently, and sometimes it happens for 20 minutes instead of 2 minutes. And when I pass gas or I burp, pain goes away. So I know it's trapped gas. Don't know where it's coming from. I was very low in vitamin D recently in December. I was tired all the time, and I was complaining that my hair was falling out, and they finally decided to check that, and I worked my way back up. But it went from 14 to 28, but it isn't very high.
Well, let's see if Doc can give you some suggestions. What do you think, Doc?
Well, thank you, George. Yes. Faye, how much do you weigh and how old are you?
I'm 69 and I weigh 193.
Okay, and how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Okay, 5'6" related. I'd like to see you weigh maybe 140, 150, so you're 40.
How would I?
Unless she's 8'2", and then the weight would be okay.
Exactly. Okay. But the GI stuff, okay, that says you probably have a gluten issue, okay. Do you have any skin issues, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, dry skin, rough skin, anything like that?
Almost never, but lately right between two fingers I've got, like, eczema or dry skin.
Okay. And then, let's see here, any ringing in the ears or dry coughing or anything like that?
I have a dry cough supposedly from lisinopril, which happens infrequently, and I had ringing in my ears most of my life.
Okay. Yeah, well, you have osteoporosis of the skull. This eczema and the GI stuff says you have a gluten problem, so your absorption rate is very low. The heart attack, was this blood clots in your coronary arteries, or do you have plaque in your arteries, or what kind of heart attack was it?
It was plaque. I had a quintuple bypass.
Okay. So here we go. You need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, iron, oats. And then I want you to take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight. You weigh 193. So it'll be two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, the full dose of everything twice a day. And because you have osteoporosis of the skull, I want you to get one bottle a month of the MSM. So you can take three of those twice a day, or two, three times a day, for a total of six a day. And that's going to help you get rid of the tinnitus coming and going, and the eczema should go away very quickly. The dry cough is usually, could be called COPD, and it's caused by squeezing of that tense cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, by osteoporosis of the skull. And then also I want you to take vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. For the plaque in the arteries, you're going to get rid of the fried foods and processed meats and oils. That's going to help you heal. But I also want you to take 2 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. You're going to have to grind them up and take them in applesauce or something like that. Take 3 twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And they will support healthy blood pressure, but also healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in your heart and your kidneys. And do you have any high blood pressure?
Yeah, that's why I take the lisinopril.
Lisinopril,
okay. Yeah. Yep, okay. So this is going to deal with it. Then, of course, for the weight loss, I want you to get the ASAP. Put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes for each meal, and you'll lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. And then, give George and Big Tom a call every couple of weeks, and when either pharmacist Ben or myself get on, we can kind of review how everything's going. But you should be a great testimony for George's followers.
Thanks, Faye, and definitely follow up with us if you can. Doc, are you going to be at the health show in Chicago?
Absolutely.
It's in October, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will see you there, my friend.
We'll be a featured speaker, and we'll have a booth and so forth. And, oh, yeah, we have lots to do, and I can't thank you enough for all the great things you do to help save people of the world.
Well, it's important. I want my listeners to be around. Next up, let's go to Gary in Idaho. Welcome to the program. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Doc Wallach. I saw you in person many, many years ago, probably about 30 years ago, at Napperdack Hall. And I was selling your product at that point.
Okay.
And you probably won't have, unless you have an awfully good memory, I had a big mole on the side of my face just below the ear, and you said that I had to have that taken off. But anyway, my problem here is one that you are probably uniquely suited for. I contracted probably some kind of a STD from a dog. I got a free dog, and the reason the free dog was that the lady was a breeder, and the dog was kept in a pen all the time. So this dog was very, very starved for affection, and I learned later on the dog would come and lick me right in the face and the eyes, and And so he transferred whatever he had to me, and I didn't even know it for quite a while, even years.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, well, finally it got so bad that it basically was killing me, and I've been living with it. And here's the bummer, and here I am on the radio talking this. I didn't really want to do this, but what really happened is that all the regular doctors, they almost all but laughed in my face when I tried to tell them about the dog transfer from animal to human. And this dog had pus in the eyes, pus in the penis and the anus and all that kind of stuff. And eventually I got that kind of stuff with me.
Can you get that from a dog?
Well, yeah, a dog can be a carrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, licking your face and everything else.
I want to know what he was doing with the woman.
You got to be careful. Now, we won't even go there, Doc.
Okay.
Barry in Rock Hills, South Carolina. Hey, Bear, welcome.
Hello, George, old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
Hey, Barry, good to talk to you.
My pleasure. I've got a great question and all for Doc Wallach. Doc?
Yes,
you may remember me. We've talked before. I'm a retired biochemist that worked for 20 years as a pharmaceutical salesman, and I actually called on some veterinarians, and you probably remember a product called Furosin.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, my company made that, and anyway, I envy you, buddy. You have had a career and a great time, and God almighty, the 80 years you spent here on Earth had to be some of the most fun years you ever spent.
That is true.
Absolutely. And listen, right quick, do me a favor. I take supplements. I don't have any high blood pressure, no cholesterol, 77 years old, 170 pounds, 5'8". Doctor says I've got great immune system. I don't take any prescription drugs. But what are the 9 essential minerals I need to take as supplements?
Okay, now there's 90 essential nutrients, 60 of which are minerals, 60 essential minerals, 60, okay? Now we have them. If you think you're getting all the other 40 when it comes to vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids, we do have in the liquid form, okay, it's the plant minerals. We have the strawberry kiwi flavor. We have the cherry mints. We have the unflavored ones, which are, which I say they're astringent, okay, because they're just the plain plant minerals. But we do have the flavored ones. It'd be 1 ounce per 100 pounds of body weight, so you'd need 2 ounces of those a day. It'd be 2 quarts a month of the flavored minerals. And then, of course, we do have it in the powdered form also, okay? And they come in capsules. And one capsule of the mineral caps, that they're called, one capsule equals 1 ounce of the liquid minerals. And I, because I fly a lot and travel so much by air, I take mineral caps with me. So I take two extra of those a day. I take one at breakfast, one at dinner time, so I'm getting 2 more ounces of the liquid
minerals. Doc, do you get the minerals in the Tangy Tangerine as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You do? Okay, that's good.
Absolutely. Okay. But I would also, at 170 pounds, even though you think you're taking enough stuff, I would still take the two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, a full dose thing twice a day. If you don't have any arthritis or anything like that, that's enough. But I would, you could take the Cherry Mins, an ounce twice a day, or the Mineral Caps, one twice a day, or the Strawberry Kiwi Minerals, and ounce twice a day, and you're going to get those extra minerals. The minerals make up 60, not 9. Okay, it's 90 essential nutrients, 90 essential nutrients. And, you see these advertisements on TV, and they say, buy our supplements. Complete nutrition, 27 nutrients. Well, that's not even 30% of what you're supposed to have. And so, that's false advertising.
Let's go to Tom with a final text and tweet for you. Doc, what do you have, Tommy?
This one from Carrie in Austin, Texas. Doc, Carrie wants to know how a person can develop the correct regimen when they start supplementation.
And you got to stay at it, too, Doc. You got to really be at it all the time.
All right. This is something you do forever. It's not something you do until you feel better, and then it goes away kind of thing. No, you have to do this forever. It's like breathing. How long do you need oxygen? Well, as long as you're alive. How long do you need the 90 essential nutrients? As long as you're alive. And so I like the hair analysis. So chapter 11 of the book, Rare Earths Been Cures, tells you how to collect the hair, how to package it, where to ship it. 2 or 3 weeks later, you get the results back. And the first thing you're going to learn is, am I absorbing? Because if all the bars of all the different nutrients are below the bottom line, that means you're not absorbing. That's a big problem. That means you're eating gluten, okay, and your intestines are damaged, and you're down below 3% absorption. That's worth the hair analysis alone just to see if you're absorbing. And then also you want to make sure you can go to a pharmacy and get all these test strips for your urine. And, test your urine with a test strip. You can test your own blood, see if you have diabetes. You can see, which is a nutritional deficiency. You can test your urine to see what's going on there. You can take your own blood pressure. You can take your own pulse. And they have these little apps you put on your watches or something like that. And you can do your own EKG and stuff. There's all this stuff you can do yourself. And I would recommend that everybody do that so you can monitor what's going on.
Oh, technology is amazing, Doc.
Yeah. Take the 90 essential nutrients.
Couple minutes left. Don in Louisiana is with us. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much. Mr. Norrie, thank you so much for your work and everything that you've done. And Dr. Wallach, I thoroughly enjoy listening to you and
just
so appreciate your knowledge. And this is where this question leads me to you. I had unknowingly purchased a home that was at some point used to manufacture drugs. But from what I understand, one of the main ingredients or components to make these drugs is any type of solvent. The interior walls of the home were lined with paneling, which I learned from a narcotics officer can absorb and hold chemicals for years. And also while that the chemicals can just have a half-life, it can have the effect on the body can be permanent. But I've learned that toxins are stored in the body's fat cells, which makes sense to me about the numerous health issues that I have been experiencing. It's not just me, but my 2 children at the time, who are now young adults, were all having this, some common and some not so common.
Wow. Sounds like a meth lab, Don, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Most likely. But the skin composition, there's no glow. The suppleness is gone. The dilation of pores on the hands, face, and arms, and the top parts of the feet. Loss of thickness of the skin. The pigmentation of our skin is literally fading. The existing hair grows, but the regrowth does not. And when the hair does fall out, there's like these kernels or like these little folds at the end. The skin tone is dry, dull all over. I know this sounds weird for me to talk about sebaceous glands, but they seem to be damaged, like dried up, non-existent. The integrity of the skin, I feel like, has been compromised.
Well, I tell you what I want you to do, Don, because the clock is here. I want you to email Doc Wallach what you just told us so he can get back to you with a response at criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, because you may have some toxic poisoning there. Doc, we'll talk to you again in 6 weeks, my friend.
Okay, well, God bless you, George and Big Tom. You guys are the greatest, and thank you for all you do for the world, and we just love working with you. Thank you so much.
It's Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. To make it easy, just remember 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, let's read some palms and talk about the future.